Shusser Rav Shechta Shalita. Moreover, Rabbosai, ladies and gentlemen, reference is made to the Ramban's comment on Kedoshim Tiyu. At the conclusion of his remarks, Ramban states, "Vezederech haTorah lifrot v'lichlol b'chayote b'zeh." First, we give details and particulars, and afterwards, the generalities. And he gives, aside from Kedoshim Tiyu, two additional examples. In our interpersonal, particularly financial relationships with others, we may not steal, lo tignov, lo tigzo, lo sonu. After these particulars, many which come in Parshas Kedoshim, we have to asisa yosher v'atov. To do what's right, you have to have a lifnim yishuras adin. The generality, how we deal with others. Another example is given in Shabbos, Issur Melacha, 39 categories of work, followed by the Asay Kloli Shenema Tishbos. One must conduct himself on Shabbos in a manner which befits the Shabbos. It's not enough to avoid the 39 categories of work. And so too, the Torah at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, you may not eat this meat which is prohibited, certain women are prohibited, etc., etc. And after that comes Kedoshim Tiyu, the generality which goes beyond the particulars. How we conduct ourselves, as we've heard before. The Torah tells us, Dover Kloli Prushim Min HaMosoros. We are supposed to separate ourselves from what's called Mosoros, which means above and beyond what a person needs, both in terms of food, in terms of women, as we heard before. The Ramban goes further. The Ramban tells us that an individual has to be careful not only what comes into his mouth, Yishmo Pivu Lishono Mehiskoel B'divrei HaAchila HaGasa, eating as a glutton what comes into his mouth, but also V'Chopeh Dover Nevolo, what goes out of his mouth. Seems to me that perhaps we can remember these three rules of the Ramban by dividing our world into three different categories. The first is clearly by Adam Lachavero, how we relate to others in financial and other matters, specifics, Lotignov, etc., and the general Vasis HaYashav HaTov in your relationship with others. In Adam HaMakom, between man and Hashem, is represented by Shabbos. Shabbos, of course, is the Osi Beni Ubeinechem, the particulars of the 39 categories of work, and then the general din of Tishbos, to conduct yourself in a manner which befits the Shabbos. Sanctity, holiness with radiance. It's not enough just to avoid categories of work. And finally, Kedoshim Tiyu is really a ben adam la'atzmo, between the person and himself and herself. Who am I? What makes me tick? What animates my deeds? What I do and what I don't do? What I say, what I don't say? What I think, what I don't think? What I see and what I don't see? Indeed, as was mentioned before, the comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if one looks at the Medrash cited by the Rosh in his Pirush al Torah, Hu Kadosh b'chol b'nei kedushos, Hashem is holy with so many ways, called Maisa b'kedusha, whatever he does is holy. Diburo b'kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks is holy. Drucha b'kedusha, his ways are holy. Halichosa b'kedusha, he walks kaviyachal is holy. Chasifazro b'kedusha, when he exercises power it's holy. Kiluso b'kedusha, Kadosh Baruch Hu mina kedusha, Sebedush Tanchum. And so we too, in our imitatio day, are required to do our best to imitate, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all aspects of life. We're here today, as was mentioned at the beginning, towards the end of the academic year here in the yeshiva, and we need chizuk. We need chizuk to conduct ourselves with kedusha, particularly as we've just heard, because in the world outside, it's simply not the case. We mentioned before, I'm going to begin with this, what a person sees. At first glance, what a person sees is almost an involuntary characteristic. You see, you open your eyes, you see. And yet, the Torah Kedoshah teaches us, in the pasuk we just said before, when we daven Maariv, "Filosasurach ve'levavchem v'achrei neichem," and the next pasuk concludes, "V'yisem kedoshim elokeichem." In order to be kedoshim elokeichem, to be holy before Hashem, you're not permitted to stray after your eye. Unfortunately, the world that we inhabit does not recognize this level of sanctity. In the outside world, if a person does not sin with his body, is considered to be a great tzaddik. In our world, it's not sufficient. We have to watch out what we see, what we think, for two reasons. One is given by the Torah HaKadosh itself. Rashi comments and elaborates on the Psukim. Ha'ayin roa, v'halev chomeid, v'haguf oses ha'averos. Rashi in Parashat Shlach at the end by Parashat Tzitzis that we say in Kriya Shema. That means what we see and what we think can lead to sins of the body. And unfortunately, we've seen this so many times in our own world. But I submit that the machshava itself, the thought itself is prohibited, the sight itself is prohibited, even in the event that it does not lead to inappropriate, illicit behavior. And this is such a serious violation. As Reb Chaim of Volozhin explains in his Sefer, what a person, a Jewish individual, can sin with a, what he calls a dakastik of machshava, thought. The more abstract something is, the holier it is, the higher it is, the more exalted it is. We were given the capacity to think something which the other species do not have. We were given it in order to consecrate it, to elevate it. And if we, Chalila, even think about illicit activity, Rabbi Chaim Volozhin explains it's worse in what he calls the Olam HaZelyonim in celestial worlds than the terrible physical sins committed by our worst enemies. Gives an example of Titus HaRasha, who put a zone into Beis HaMikdash. That it's worse if we think evil thoughts of this nature in our minds. It's a more rarefied atmosphere. It's close to the Shemayim. This is Kedoshim to you, our very essence. This, I submit to you, is the only way that we can somehow avoid the pitfalls which surround us. We lack the ability to overcome temptation at the last minute, after we thought about it, imagined it, become entrapped by it. Now stop. Very difficult. But even if we do stop, it's still sinful in our thoughts and our imaginations. I speak to you, we've heard before that the world has degenerated in the past decades. It's true on many levels. You all have heard this before, but it bears repetition, that the new technology poses a threat which didn't exist. Let me tell you that when I went to high school, which we're now talking 50 years ago, the Yetzer Hara was around then too. It wasn't born yesterday. No one should convince you of that. It's not true. And there were even people enrolled in the yeshiva who had Yetzer Haras, even for pornography. But you know, in those days, it wasn't so accessible for a person to get these dirty magazines that would go into a store and buy it. It was an embarrassment. Someone might see you to come out and hide it under your jacket. So many people who may have had a bit of a cheshek for it were deterred simply by the embarrassment factor. Who wants to get involved in such a thing? Today, as you all know, just on the screen, you press one button and pornographic material is there. I go beyond that. You need not press any buttons. As I've said before, I learned this the hard way in my own house. My house. My daughter, my youngest daughter, asked me once to help her out with something on the computer. Okay, came into the room and she's doing some work for school. It may have been Stern College, but it may have even been if she was still in high school. I don't quite remember. And all of a sudden on the screen is some terribly vulgar sight. Incredible. I said, "Shira, what is that?" He said, "Abba, that's a pop-up." I said, "I thought when I was young, a pop-up in baseball, hit the ball very high in the air. It came down. And they invoke the infield fly rule sometimes. So that's a pop-up." Now, unfortunately, it's right in front of you. You have to turn it off. And we all have Yetzer Hara. So instead of turning it off, you press one more button. And you. Let me tell you, I have Baruch Hashem many, many wonderful talmidim over the years. But in my experience, more than once, I've been involved married couples that the marriage was imperiled by a man's roving eye looking at the internet in an inappropriate fashion, and yes, caught red-handed by his wife. Not chalila, he didn't do anything. Nothing. So confronted, what you know, I was had a long day, and I was downstairs and in the computer, and I was doing my work, and all of a sudden something popped up, and I pressed a button too, and this is a nisayon, a challenge which did not exist a generation or two ago. New challenges. We dare not be complacent. We need a higher level of Kedusha to fight off the higher level of Tumah. Zelum azeh barlokim. There's more Torah being learned now than there was then. And somehow there's always a countervailing force where the Rabbanu Shalom puts more Tumah in the world. Coming towards the end of the academic year, in the month of May, it's followed by the summer season. And the summer season is particularly difficult from the perspective of what we'll call for the men Shmiras Einayim. Very difficult. You walk in the streets, women aren't dressed properly. There are many women in the room. Women have to dress properly. But I'm not cursing anybody in this room that they're not going to do that. So they will. But there are others in the streets. There are others in the streets. Whether they be, whoever they may be. And they present themselves, they're right in front of you. Shmiras Einayim. A person is supposed to, Mababa Basra, not to walk in a place where the women don't dress properly. Gemara gives them a not nice name. Women are doing the laundry, as Gemara puts it. We know what that means today. So there's any alternative, the Gemara says. You have to walk in the alternative way. You have to walk the other way. For those of you who will be working in the city this summer, and I'm sure many of you will be, there really is no other way. It's very difficult. Requires a Shmiras Einayim, and that requires a resolve. A resolve. Actively. Not just you shouldn't, you know, have that roving eye, or what the Goyim used to call when I was a child, standing on the corner watching all the girls go by. That was their pastime. Today, you're just walking in the street from the train to the office and in the train itself. A big problem. And you'll say, okay, I'll take a car. Take a car, so I'll be spared what goes on in the trains. You know, sometimes today you drive a car, I drive a car, and you park, you know, you're at a red light, you have the misfortune that right in front of you is a bus. And some of the things that are in the back of the bus, you have to close your eyes. So you close your eyes, and then you have beep. Light turned green. Do it anyway. Suffer the indignity of the beep. And the billboards. People know what to put on the billboards. They know how to distract you. It's dangerous when you're driving, by the way. There's been literature about that. Accidents caused by the roving male eye that's watching the billboards. Images that entice him. It's built into nature. It's built into nature. The Gemara tells us in the Masechta Sanhedrin that when the Anshei Knesset Gedolah wanted to remove this from nature, the whole world fell apart, stopped in its tracks. Part of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan for us. And he gave it to us in order to be Kedoshim Tiyu. We're going to overcome it. That makes us Kodosh. If there's no Nisayon, there's no Kedusha. There's no potential for Aveira, so that's a different kind of a Kedusha. The Malachim HaKodesh, that's a different sort. We are put into this world, a world filled with temptation, filled with sin, and we are told and commanded to rise above it. And what about our entertainment, as it's called, or reading material? I'm talking to men and to women. There's so many cheap avenues of entertainment today. Cheap novels and various media programs, television and movies. It's animalistic. No other word for it. I'm just telling you that this one had this affair and that affair and this. That's all it's about. That's what it's about. The world has gone down in its morality, even in your memories. It was a particular president of the United States of America not that long ago that dragged the whole country down. Yes, the whole country. How do you explain to your children what he means with this and with this and with the papers with this? The world, the presidents were just as immoral 50 years ago, but it was kept hidden from the public eye by the wink-wink of the presidents with the journalists. Found that later on. But that was in the 60s. In the 90s, in real time. The world has degenerated. And we're all victims. And we have to fight back with greater force, with greater enthusiasm, with a greater effort to remain connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Kiddush is all about. To be connected to Hashem. In everything that we do, you walk the streets, you're connected to Hashem. So when something comes into your line of vision, I can't look at that. Hashem doesn't want me to look at that. He told me so. But that requires the Shivisi Hashem and Negdi Tamid. I'm always thinking about Hashem. Wherever I am, not just in the base, medrash in the shul, not when I'm hearing a little musa shmuz, wherever I'm going, wherever, all the time. As we saw before in the Ramban, what you speak, the Ramban speaks about Per Dov and Nevola, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Lamed Gimel, Chalila V'chas, we all know, come on, Hakol Yodim, Kala Lama Nechus of the Chuppah. No one is naive in this room. But Kala Menabel is Piv, if you speak about it, I'll add, if you read about it in an inappropriate fashion, if you look at it in an inappropriate fashion, even if you did mitzvahs for 70 years, Chalila V'chas, it could be gone down the tubes. Not only if you speak these off-color jokes and illicit kinds of speech, the Gemara goes further, says, Afa Shomea V'shosek. You listen to the scuttlebutt of this kind of immoral stuff that's going on. And you're quiet, as if you accept it as being something which can be done, there's nothing wrong with it. Chalila v'chas, you're included in that. My Tanidim tell me that they work in law firms in New York City, and they can't go to the water cooler to drink any water. Because around the water cooler, everyone's talking about this one, with this man, with this woman, and this woman. And it's, yeah, everyone's excited about all these things. The gossip columns and the soap operas and the trashy novels. You name it. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in Hilchos Shabbos. You can't see it if you can't read it on Shabbos, you can't read it during the week. Din mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. This kind of literature. We are required to elevate ourselves to a level of Kedusha, and to resist the numerous temptations which are ready to bring us down. Chalila v'chalila. How does the mind resist this? The Rambam tells us, at the very end of Hilchos Yisur Biya, how do you get away from this? He says, the Yetzirah gets in to a lev ponim and a chokhma. If the heart is not filled with wisdom, Torah wisdom, and I'm willing to be a liberal and a Torah madaman and say secular wisdom, but I mean real wisdom, not this stuff. Whatever it may be, it could be the sciences, it could be even certain aspects of more general knowledge. So if your mind is preoccupied with that, okay. But if it's bereft of Torah and Chochmah, writes the Rambam, the worst machshavas, the worst thoughts come into a person's mind. It's famous with the Maimer of the Chachamim, famous Drashas Chazal, Va'borek Ein Bo Mayim, Pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev, and the Gemara Dashas in Shabbos, Mayim Ein Bo, on the Choshev Va'krab of Yeshbo, there's no water, but it means that there are snakes and scorpions. And the Bali Musar explained that the Mayim is Torah, and if you're bereft of Torah, the Nachash, which means the Yetzirah, is going to get in. We have to not just cease and desist from doing that which is wrong. It's not enough. It's not going to work. We have to be proactive and fill our minds, our hearts, our thoughts, our desires, our imagination, our goals with spirituality. Otherwise, it's very difficult to retain a proper level of Kedusha. Nature abhors a vacuum. But you know, the Rabbonu Shel Olam gave us the ability to do so. Barasi La'adam Yetzahara. Gemara tells us in Kedusha. And the Yetzahara is here to rob us of all of our Kedusha. Ubarasi lo Torah tavlin. And I created the Torah as a tavlin. The word tavlin means a spice. At first glance, when you're spicing up the Yetzirah, the answer is yes. We're not a nation of ascetics or of celibates. We have participation in this world in an appropriate fashion, appropriate by the yardstick of Torah. And as I said before, the yardstick of Torah is explained to us by the Ramban and Kedoshim Tiyu. It's not merely enough to stay away from sinful behavior in the most literal sense, but not to be a novel Bishus of Torah. The pleasures of this world, when they are permissible, under the limited circumstances that they're permissible, if done in a Torah fashion, elevate us, make us higher, not lower. The Rav Zichrono Livracha would speak about it in his own fashion. He would call it in times the Geula, how a person redeems himself. And he would say, when a person abstains from illicit pleasures of this world, this elevates, sublimates, and sanctifies the permissible pleasures that he engages in. If he can't control himself, then even that which is technically speaking illicit is being done by like an animal. He used those words, animalistic drives and many other fancier terms. If a person can control himself or herself, and whatever pleasures that a person has in this world, then it's okay, nothing wrong with it. But only in the permissible circumstances. And there's control not to go beyond that, then what you're doing is on the highest possible level. B'chol drachecha da'eyu, v'chol masecha yu l'shem shamayim. Not just your learning Torah, not just your davening. A person eats, kedoshim tiyu at the Ramban, not to eat too much. That's what he writes. Shouldn't be. B'sove yayin, b'zole b'salomo. Ramban is teaching us we have to be in control. And it's not so easy. The Rambam writes in the 7th paragraph of Hilchos Teshuvah, you have to do Teshuvah not only from Masim Roim, but also from what he calls Deos Ros. You might call it Midos Ros. And one of them is what he calls a Redifa Samacholos. Gluttony. Ladies and gentlemen, we are all witness to gluttony. How should I say it? Glut kosher gluttony. When not that long after Pesach, some of us had seen maybe firsthand. I've never been there. But I've read about it. Come to this on Pesach, 8 days, certain rooms are open 24 hours so you can mamish. Yom v'layla lo yishboisu from Achila and Shasiya. Mamish. Aside from not being healthy, I'm not speaking as a doctor, but although that's also a responsibility we have, it creates the worst kind of atmosphere. That's Yom Tov. The Rambam calls it a Simchas HaKeres. You're making your stomach happy. It's a lack of Kedusha. It's a lack of Kedoshim to you. Even if everything is completely kosher at the highest level of Mahadran. We have to elevate ourselves to a much higher level than that. Yes. Samachta b'chagecha is a mitzvah to eat. Bosor v'yayim, but everything in measure. Kedoshim to you. Is particularly vulnerable in what some people call a more modern society within the Orthodox world. You may be familiar with a sefer called Kedoshim Tiyu, which was written by a member of the Bnei Akiva movement in Eretz Yisrael. He got big bizyonis for what he wrote because he was so strict. Can't have the mixed swimming and the mixed dancing and the things that Bnei Akivanics were used to in previous generations. And we have to look ourselves in the mirror and say, we should not chas v'chalila give in to these temptations by saying, well, where we come from, it's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. Many of us grew up with some of these manifestations in our families, but we have to recognize that they're problems. The story is told that Rabbi Elia Lapian gave a shmooze way back when in Eretz Yisrael, before they had the separate beaches. The only beach was mixed. And he was ranting and screaming, Chalila, to go to the beach. It was before the Choyfish of Bein Azmanim in the summertime. So a bacha walked over to Rabbi Elia Lapian after the shmooze and said, Rebbe, I have to confess, it's Chatoani Maskir. My family goes there and I go with. And yes, you know, I know what goes on the beach, but I'm not affected by it. Rabbi Elia punched the table and said, quick. Fetch a doctor. This boy is sick. A person is unaffected by seeing certain things which appear on the beach, now they appear in the street. That's part of the problem. Then it's something wrong with it. We are not oblivious to the power of the evil inclination. We recognize it. We have to contend with it. And the Torah gave us the answer. Torah Tavlin. As the Mesillas Yesharim writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Eitz HaHara.
He knows the way to overpower it. It's only through a life of Torah, a life of Kedusha, a life of mitzvahs and gemilas chasadim, a life of the, what we said before, b'nai lachavero, to help others, a life of Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, not just staying away from the averis, but imbuing the Shabbos with a high level of Kedusha, of learning, of singing, of family time, community time, in the most positive way. We live at a time, it's difficult to preach fire and brimstone. The Surah Meirah. We have to talk about Aseh Tov. Do good things. And if you do good things, that's the Torah Tavlin. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a guarantee that it helps elevate us to a level of Kedusha and spare us to some extent from these Yetzer Haras which exist. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. The pasuk concludes, and I will conclude with the Ramban's words on this last phrase. Lomar shanachnu nizke ledovka bo bioseinu kedoshim. We're here in this world to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we were put in this world. We weren't put here to eat and to drink. We were put here to become close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That should be our goal. Each and every person in his or her own way must find a derech to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kedoshim to you, Purushim to you, as the Ramban explained it beyond Rashi, staying away from excessive involvement in the pleasures of this world. That's the only way that we can become dovkabo, by becoming kedoshim, to cleave unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that must be our stated goal. If we walk out of this little kinus without stating that, we've lost it all. We are here, we were put into this world to try to have dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dveikus. Dveikus means closeness, to cleave unto Hashem. Do we think about it? It's not enough. Even if we say brachas and we daven and we keep Shabbos, it's not enough. We have to yearn for that dveikus. Our neshamas have to thirst to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we will understand that Kedusha is a prerequisite for that, as the Ramban explains, and we'll go for it. Chalila v'chas, to lose sight of the forest by focusing on particular trees. That's what the Ramban is saying. We have to rise above the nitty-gritty of the halacha, which we must keep. Absolutely. To strive for greater Kedusha, for greater Dveikus. It's my tefillah that each and every one of us in this room will emerge from this kinus with an extra measure striving for that Dveikus, with an extra measure of that realization that can only be achieved through the Kedoshim Tiyu of the Ramban. And in this chus, indeed, we'll be able to say about ourselves, V'yatem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem, chayim kulchem hayom.